I am really glad that you are here today celebrating the most wonderful happening ever. And I trust that you are really pleased to be here. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is just so incredible. And I am really glad that we didn't have to resort to bribery to get you here this morning. You're here because you want to be here. Evidently, there was at least one church in America that saw bribery as the way to go last Easter Sunday. The pastor was a bit worried because numbers have been going down, so the pastor at the Lindenwood Baptist Church decided that he needed something to draw people to his Easter Sunday service. So he came up with the idea of giving away $1,000. He actually invited the people to come. When they came to their service, they would put their names forward, and they would be put in some sort of a hat, I guess, and they would pick out the name of a member and give them $500, and the name of a guest and give them $500. And he said it worked. In fact, they're going to do it again this year. Pastor Randy Moore said that the Southwest Ohio Church had hoped for 1,000 worshippers last year when it made the offer for the first time, and it packed in 1,140, more than double the usual Sunday attendance of around 500. Moore said the crew had to direct traffic in the parking lot. I wonder what that will be like this year. But can you imagine that service? Can you imagine the anticipation at the beginning, followed by disappointment, no doubt, from the majority of worshippers who missed out? Thankfully, we don't have to depend upon chance or upon a gift valid only for the view at this service, because the gift is for everyone, isn't it? The gift of life in the resurrected Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. The message of Easter Sunday is that life eternal is now available as a gift to all who put their trust in him who died and rose again. It is an amazing gift that has come about through an amazing event, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's incredible that the joy that we share this morning is not created by being in this building together, but by being here to give our praise and honour to the one who through his death and through his resurrection has changed the lives forever of all who reach out to put their faith in him. Isn't that true? And that's what we celebrate. You know, that's an act of faith. Such an act of faith is not easy. And our youth group the other Friday night, we were talking about the resurrection. And one of the young girls there said, that's impossible. And had so many questions. It is a hard jump, isn't it? That leap of faith. Because no one else has ever risen from the dead in the way that Jesus did. He conquered death, not just to die again sometime in the future. He conquered death completely. When he rose from the dead, he took from death any powers it had to ever touch him again. When you think about it, prior to Jesus, death was like a door. Once you went through, it was barred shut against you. The judgment lay ahead of you, and there was no going back through this door into this life. That was it. But Jesus, in his resurrection, he actually smashed that door, doorpost and all. He had already, when he died, had entered the judgment on our behalf. Although he himself was without sin and shame. But he went there, he bore that judgment for us. And now, after death, he was also able to come and go into this world as he pleased. He did so with his disciples, you know, for the 40 days. They never knew when he was going to turn up. But in a sense, in one way or another, I believe he's been doing that ever since. Touching lives. And the message he brought back with him is a most triumphant one. He came back to tell us that he's won the victory. He said he would in John 14. It's a great passage, a passage I will be reading out at least twice this week. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come back and receive you to myself. That's the message of victory that Christ came back to tell us. It's done. He cried, it is finished on the cross. He cried, here it is, on the day of the resurrection. The judgment has been taken. The victory over death has been won. And he came back to tell us that when we belong to him, we need not fear judgment. We need not fear death. For he has made a pathway through judgment right into the Father's presence after death. And there we'll be treated as sons and daughters of the King, of Almighty God. And before that time, he said he will be constantly with us. That's what that message was from Matthew, wasn't it? I will be with you always. Constantly with us, changing our lives. And using us to touch the lives of others. And this is the message that Romans 10, 9 to 11 proclaims so clearly. Got the best background today. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. I read this week that there are over 100 books in print with titles that include the phrase, that changed the world. Some examples. Gunpowder, the history of the explosive that changed the world. Mayflower, the voyage that changed the world. Model T Ford, the car that changed the world. And I rather like this one, I'm not sure why. Cod, a biography of the fish that changed the world. And it even gets a little bit more weird. The Twist, the story of the dance, the song and dance that changed the world. And this one, how this one ever got in, I don't know. Mauve, how one man invented a colour that changed the world. Now you might wonder how Twist and Mauve got on the list. I know I do. But there's another book on the list that really is about a world-changing subject. The Weekend That Changed the World, The Mystery of Jerusalem's Empty Tomb. That's what today's service has been all about. The resurrection. And it's an act so incredible that it can't be ignored. Through the ages, people have endeavoured to prove that it didn't happen. They've failed. Others have been willing to die rather than to retract their belief in a risen Lord. On the basis of the resurrection, many billions of people has testified to changed lives and also to a changed world in which they have a part to play for Jesus. A battle to fight. A message to give. A love to show. That's what the resurrection's about. You know, I testify to you this morning, the empty grave has changed my world. But the question I leave with you is, how has it changed yours?